Fort Delaware State Park is one place the fungus that's making several endangered species of bats sick can be found. State wildlife biologist Holly Niederreiter says the state is bleaching and sweeping the fort to help fight that fungus, known as PD.
When we go back and we're testing for PD, inadvertently what we found out is that the amount of PD present is getting lower and lower every year, and that's a good sign.
Niederreiter says they're also monitoring the bat population at the fort with acoustic detectors that listen for bat calls. Delaware had already seen a steady decline in white nose syndrome before it received federal dollars in August to research the disease here. Niederreiter says at this point, they don't know if that decline is because of the treatments or natural progression. That's one of the things they're studying now. In the meantime, they continue to take measures to keep tourists from spreading the fungus that causes white nose syndrome, requiring fort visitors to wear shoe coverings.
We don't want them to pick it up on their shoes and then go to some other state far away or some other country and bring that fungus to another country.
Denrick has been taking steps like this since it started monitoring for white nose syndrome in 2009. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.